SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up, my friendos? And welcome back in to the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. Bogman and the Welch are back. Both not dying either. Bogman, deathly sick. Welch goes to Vegas, comes back. Not deathly sick, but you might be able to hear it in me a little bit. Sick because of all those sickos in Las Vegas, those disgusting people. You can still smoke in casinos. Did you know that? Did you know that you could still smoke in casinos? I didn't. I learned that.
Yeah. So, you know, the cigar bar was always big at Talking Stick with my buddies, and I'd be like, call me when you're done with that.
I can't
get it out of my nose for a week.
I was pretty much breathing in Chernobyl for the last 5 days. So now I'm back, not for the better, but back and good. This is my first podcast in like a week and a half. People probably tripping out too, because we front loaded Fantasy Pros podcast. So like a show came out today, but I did that like a week ago. I did like a week and a half ago. So my first podcast back, and said podcast is one of the best that we do in the draft prep season. This is Ranks Analysis. Bogman painstakingly has gone through the sites, not me, Bogman, ESPN, CBS, Yahoo, NFBC, Fantrax, taking a look at where the deals can be had. How are different sites valuing players? Sometimes it doesn't necessarily matter all that much, but sometimes there's some big deals. You can play on a specific site that might give you an advantage where you could get a player that you didn't think you could. Some sites, across the board, you're going to pay up, you're going to pay down. We are going to break down where and who those players are with what sites and what potential values you could have. Again, it could be all for naught, but if a player is 14 spots lower, let's say, than another site, that could be the difference from you opening up a draft room, a couple picks being made, and that guy is not showing up on the front visual page of the draft, and they could just slide a little bit. Like, that's the weird mental thing that happens in drafts. So we are going to be looking at a list of players that are above or below ECR across all the sites. So these are kind of the universal deals or not. And then we're going to be going through a majority, a decent amount of the 300 on which players are deals at what sites and which you are going to pay the most for. It's a big sheet. And the best part about it, over at InThisLeague.com, on our Patreon, if you're a member or you sign up, this sheet will be available and the sheet of specific sites, because we are not going to like stop and do, we have done that in the past where we're like, here's ESPN and all the players. We're going to go through the list of players that have the big standouts. But you can not only go through that, not only can you see the ECR, but you can go click on CBS and you can see all the players that they are deals on comparative to ECR and all the deals that they are more expensive on, Fantrax, Yahoo, NFPC, It's a huge undertaking that Mr. Spot Bogman has done. I can't even say your name.
Walter Goggins did a great job on this.
I love Walter Goggins, by the way.
He's funny.
I love that.
He's a funny dude.
Everything he does is incredible. Yeah, baby Billy.
I knew that, baby Billy. Let me tell you, when was the last time you rage quit something? Do you remember that? Was it yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, you're asking me. It's not that far off from.
Yeah, I know it's not in the great distance.
I rage quit a blackjack table in Vegas. I can tell you that. I had two good nights, and I had a rage quit night at I think it was Harrah's. That's why. So, my fault.
I had an issue with CBS where I looked at their top 300 overall on their website, and then I looked at the first couple picks on the screen. I'm like, oh, these are the same. I'll just use the website. It's way easier to keep open. Not the same. Had to redo wholly and completely 300 players on CBS.
Let me guess. That list that you were looking at was the cumulative Scott, Chris, and Frank list.
It wasn't listed as that, but it just said top 300 overall for CBS. I clicked on it. Maybe it was the accumulation of those three, because I knew to look out for that, because I had done that mistake in the past. So instead, I just opened up 15 different mock drafts and went through all of them and got the right numbers. It only took one, but it did take 2 days. So listen,
if you want to show your love and support for Bogman, the ridiculous amount of work, go to InThisLeague.com and sign up today. Guess what? Prospect list updated. Dynasty list updated. There will be a dynasty list. I got an article coming up on The Athletic, but you can get it right now. And that's going to be probably a little bit different. That's going to be in a couple weeks. Dynasty prospect Bogman just put up his redraft rank list. My update is probably going to be tonight as well. So by the time you're listening to this, you'll have all of that. Plus the group me rooms. Come and hang out with the boys. Get access. We do the updates. You are supporting us. And we got a pretty amazing community as well. InThisLeague.com. Go and check it out today. InThisLeague.com. You can stay for a month. You could stay forever. We have people that have been here since day oneers.
Yeah, that's right.
It's royalty. Rob didn't. How about Jesse Sevier? Sevier is like an absolute day goat. Day oneer. So you could be a day, 1,200, but you could be here forever from now on. So go to InThisLeague.com. Right. We will personally send you a love letter with, and we'll kiss. We'll do the lipstick and we'll kiss on it. Bogman will do it.
You just always volunteer me. Bogman will do that. Bogman will let you stay at his house. Bogman will make ranks analysis and not get mad about it. Bogman can do everything. Thanks, Welsh.
One of those is real in there. The others are just playing fun. InThisLeague.com. Go and sign up today on the Patreon. We would deeply support it. InThisLeague.com. Major League Baseball is getting fun. You had a collection of people last week, and we really haven't picked up on a few of the pieces of news and notes. I don't want to go too crazy about it, especially picking up stuff from last week. But we, this week, are stepping into just an incredible time where you have Rafael Devers just straight out being like, nope, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not moving off of my position. Alex Bregman is a Red Sox. Let's stop there for a second. Alex Bregman, he's most likely going to play second base. Rafael Devers is not moving, he said. He is not moving off of position.
Alex Cora said it was like, well, Bloom isn't here anymore. So
probably a good thing to maybe hash out before you get the deal locked in with Alex Bregman. That's just me. Hey, I'm not an executive. I don't have that business foresight, but maybe something to have some good conversation and communication. And then on top of it, by the way, Tristan Casas came out today and was like, I think it's Devers' position. By the way, I also wouldn't play any of those minor leaguers. Anthony should be gone. It's like, all right, Red Sox are going to be fantastic.
Dude, Tristan Casas is going to be the best announcer, whatever he does afterwards, because he does not hold anything back. He just says it. I think, the most interesting story is Devers and what's going to happen if they decided DH him and all that stuff. But for fantasy, it's Christian Campbell. What are we doing with Christian Campbell now? Because it looks like he's lost maybe all of his steam. If you're Tristan Casas, he's not making the roster. But what are we doing with him now? How far down did you move him in your recent update?
Yeah, it's funny because it's like Devers is Devers. Bregman's kind of Bregman. Bregman was already in a really great pull side happy ballpark.
Lots of doubles.
Yeah, Boston. Red Sox, the stadium's going to be the same way with the Monster, so that's really good. Campbell is the one that got hit. So I pulled up Roster Resource, because at this point, you're really only looking at an outfield spot. That obviously, he could, jump into second. They could manipulate stuff. Hell, man. Trevor Story is no gimme. Trevor Story gets hurt. They could end up playing. I think Campbell can play there. Bregman could play there. And then that opens up everything. But currently on Roster Resource, by the way, the lineup is Duran, Devers, Bregman, Casas. That's pretty sick. Three left-handers, though. You've got a couple things. Wilyer Abreu is in right field.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
He's a lefty. Currently, they would have five lefties in this lineup. They're just not going to do that. So if you have a left-hander pitching, that is an opportunity for Christian Campbell to maybe be the right side platoon of that spot. What it also does is if he's on the roster, he might end up being a young super util player because there might be opportunities with Story. There might be right-handed DH opportunities with Yoshida. He really can cover four different spots. They could probably still find him at bats every day. That's me being Pollyanna about it. One thing that's not going to happen, he's not going to move up. He's not going to move up in cost anymore. If he was guaranteed, if Bregman signed somewhere else, I think he would have rocketed up more. That is not happening. So the good thing about Christian Campbell is I don't think his ADP is going to rise, if not fall. So he's still a really good gamble if you've got a post 2 or 250 draft. I'll tell you this funny thing. I actually had a guy who was at the Rangers facility today, and I had one of those moments, Boggs. I had a guy kind of scoot up and go, and by the way, he said it. No, I would punch him. I might have punched him. I've had one John Lackey come up to me before. I'm not doing it again. But he didn't even say, like, hey, are you Welsh? He went, are you the Welsh? And I was like,
yeah, attaboy.
But he was a Fantasy Pros listener, though. He was, and he's okay. Like, I go on fan. I was like, oh, okay, cool, man.
He's like, so I don't know who Bogman is.
Yeah, no, he's been on there. He knows. And I was like, do you just do the tools or the podcast? He's like, oh, yeah, know everything. But he's telling me about a trade, and it was like trading Lawrence Butler, Roman Anthony, and Christian Campbell, and it would be to get Jackson Churio. And I was like, listen, I always want to get Jackson Churio. That is tough, though, because Christian Campbell specifically, like if I had to give up Campbell and Butler, it's going to hurt, but I think I could do it for Churio. But Campbell alone, like, he might be incredible. Like, the batted ball profile is sick. Multi-position eligibility. The team seems like they want to push him there. And I think the narrative is low. So that's what my whole point to this was.
So you're,
I think the guy is trying to push to get Campbell right now when right. It feels at its lowest for Christian Campbell.
You're finding a reason to still like Christian Campbell. It's what it sounds like to me, because the bat is so good. It looks like he's ready. So even if the position isn't there, let's put him in the outfield. Let's make him a super util. If Devers won't DH, maybe let's DH Campbell, right? So you think there's going to be opportunity. Does this just murder everything for Roman Anthony this year?
Yeah, I think so. I'll tell a story another time. Maybe on prospect one, I heard an interesting scouting thing on Roman Anthony from a player, which was super interesting. But it doesn't kill. It doesn't necessarily kill, because the team could be one trade away Yoshida buying contract type of thing, and a Trevor Story injury away from having two open spots. I guess, yeah, I mean, I don't think Anthony's a big push for me right now. I think he's more of a midseason guy. But I would say that, like, you look at the bench, there's nothing on the bench. There's not super util. Like, David Hamilton, I suppose, could be that. I really think there's an opportunity for Christian Campbell, and I think they can play him many days. I don't know what that ends up totally looking like, but I think you can get him at second. You can, you know, you could move around. You could have Casas DH a day, and maybe, you know, I think they're going to find a way. I think he's going to crack the roster. And I think at the end of drafts, I'm comfortable still picking him up. But the crazy thing is this team is just full of just awesomeness. Like, Willy Abreu, if he falls more, and he is more of a right side platoon guy. Look at me. I'm like, dude, Kerry Carpenter, awesome against righties. Jock Peterson, awesome against righties. If you just play them there, maybe we could start employing some righty-lefty platoons between our starters and our bench. You know, if you draft correctly and you miss out on, like, oh, man, look at my fourth outfielder, kind of stinks. Well, what if you go get Jock Peterson and maybe Christian Campbell? You might have,
I
like
mean,
a super
roster
player.
Is also filled with guys that miss games. right? Like, Devers is constantly banged up. He doesn't miss a ton of games, but Yoshida did last year, Costas did last year, Story did last year. So, like, you know, there will be opportunities within the season for these guys to play for sure at some point.
But let me hit you with out there is incredible.
Yeah, there's a lot. Let me hit you with a couple other questions. Maybe just talk about moving these guys up or down your board. Acuna saying he's going to take it easy on the base paths. Don't like hearing that, obviously, but kind of assumed
he said
it.
That earlier in the year. We heard that earlier in the year. It's exactly what I thought. The narrative also, by the way, sounds like it's even getting closer to May and taking easy on the base paths. I think we went from him being down to moving back up to him moving back down. I kind of still stay firm. 12-man league, I don't know, man. Like, he's a wheel pick at best. I'm concerned about it. I'm concerned. Another one I'm really concerned about in general because of the high cost is also Jordan Alvarez. Jordan Alvarez talking about how he almost had surgery last year and he didn't. I think that is a red flag. I think that's a red flag of red flags right now. My biggest red flags are Acuna and Alvarez in the second round. You get deals. Alvarez might end up being nothing, but it's one of those things that it's like, that's floating around. That thing is floating around. That's not good.
I think that's always kind of been the issue for Jordan, right?
Yeah. He's not on my no draft list or anything like that, but like top 15 with them talking about the health of that. I'm concerned about those are my two biggest red flags.
We got a lot of action in the closer market, obviously. We heard some things from coaches and Kenley signed with the Angels. So obviously that pushes Ben Joyce out of a job. Bob Melvin said that Ryan Walker is the closer, period, end of story. Tanner Scott is going to be the primary closer for the Dodgers. Lobolo said that the closer's role will be decided in spring between Puck, Martinez, and Kinkle. Kind of seems like he was saying Puck has the leg up in that. And also Liam Hendricks, Aroldis Chapman, and Garrett Whitlock are all closer candidates for Boston as well. So how did you suss out moving some of these guys up and down your board?
Kenley's up halfway. I mean, I essentially replaced Joyce with Kenley.
Same.
I think Joyce will get some opportunities. I think there's a handful of great speculative closers right now. Jason Adams, my favorite. Ben Joyce is one of those. Lucas Erceg with Carlos Estevez. Ryan Walker, Tanner Scott, I think I might have above everybody right now. I moved Ryan Walker up a little bit just because now he's confirmed. That's all I'm looking for. I'm looking for confirmations.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
I think Aroldis is going to be the guy that ends up closing with Boston. So I have him a tiny bit higher than the rest of those guys. And I think that kind of covers, unless I forgot somebody. And then the Diamondbacks, I'm going to wait it out. But I do think Puck is at least guaranteed some opportunity, if not all of it. So I think that really makes sense.
I just think it's going to be whoever looks best in spring. That's going to be the closer. So
yeah.
I don't really like it, but, you know, because that means it could be Ginkle. Ginkle could just have a great spring and be the closer to start. So I don't really like that. Yelich might not be ready for opening day.
I'm going to Bruges tomorrow. So I'll let you know if he's floating around. I'll ask him. I'll talk to him. But I think
what up, Yelich? You playing or what? What's the deal? Can I draft you?
Yeah. What would I say? What's that? What's the dude's name that he always gets confused with? Pete Davidson. What's up, Pete Davidson? That'll make him happy. Yeah, and Paul Spohr. I am not overtly concerned because I think he's also talked positively about the health. They're just kind of, you know, they're maintaining it a little bit. So I'll see what I see, especially if he works out tomorrow. That's been one of the things, too. Being out, I've been out at two camps so far. Just seeing the guys that are actually getting out there and working, even if there's like some questionable injury stuff, that's the big one. I'd say the other two that I just wanted to throw out were Strider. Seeing some action, I think, is going to be huge. And that's I'm going to bump him up a tiny bit. The other one, this was big for me because I was being super cautious, was Shane McClanahan. Shane McClanahan, A, has already been given the opening day nod, and B, through a bullpen session as we're recording today on, what is this, Tuesday, hitting 97-98.
Love that.
Both of those things make me feel great. I've started to inch Shane McClanahan up because I love him. The little bit concerned about, you know, maybe a slow roll and the health and stuff. Nope. Opening day, and he's already throwing, you know, throwing some of that heat. Very, very good. The other one I was really hoping to give you, I have video of him running, I think it's, what is it, PPPs or something, was Jacob DeGrom. PFPs. Yeah. Jacob DeGrom today didn't throw when I was there. He was just running some of the drills and stuff like that. And that, and the hair, it's bigger.
Oh, it's flowing.
We're one season away.
Where I'm at?
No. It's like, you know, if you're looking at me, it's like almost to the neck. It's okay. Not old DeGrom, but the DeGrom hair is there.
Mine is halfway down my back, but I think maybe on you it would be down to your neck.
Yeah. So. I think that, you know, since we've talked last, I would say McClanahan, Jansen, Scott, Pivetta are probably some of my biggest movers up right now. And I don't know if there's any really qualified move. I mean,
Acuña. The grandson of the wind not move up for you when Bob Melvin's talking about him potentially hitting third?
I mean, if they actually do that, I just don't know that they're going to. I don't think they're actually going to hit him third.
Yeah,
If they hit him three, that'd be great. But I think
he should hit leadoff. I think Soler should hit third or second. Like, I think because he's so fast, put him in that leadoff spot. I just think hitting him third is interesting. It's a Bob Melvin-ass thing to do, isn't it? To hit the slow guy first and the fast guy third, like that is a Bob Melvin-esque thing.
Yeah.
So I could easily see it happening.
Last thing, is Matt Shaw's value dead? That's the big question, because Justin Turner this morning, as we're recording this, signed a deal with the Chicago Cubs. It's like a $5 or $6 million. I think there's some incentives in there. My gut reaction, I'm going to pull up Roster Resource here. My gut reaction was no, and that I think Justin Turner could serve more of the DH role with a little bit of first and third, you know, just that extra ability. And let's see. So Roster Resource currently has Turner on the bench. It's got Seiya makes it difficult here. I forget Seiya is DHing, and they've got Bush at first, and they still have Matt Shaw in there. So I think until we hear a little, I tend to feel that Matt Shaw is not. And I think if you have drafts over the next week, he might be more of a value. I don't think so. I think Turner at 40 years old is maybe actually a true bridge gap type of player off the bench that can fill in for Bush. Maybe there's a little lefty righty platoon with Bush and Turner. If Shaw struggles, he's back up there in DH. I think it's just full offensive support for a team that's trying to win. So any decline in Matt Shaw's cost, I think, is a benefit right now. And I'm gonna be more comfortable drafting him.
I'll be honest.
And maybe we'll hear otherwise, and we'll be wrong.
I finished my update last night, and then he signed this morning. So.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
I did move Shaw, but even with Turner signing, I don't think I'm going to, because I think all the stuff that you said about Christian Campbell in Boston and him, you know, moving to the outfield or potentially playing a different position, I think that all could apply to Matt Shaw as well. He could easily be moved around a little bit if needed. But I think what you said is exactly right. I think Justin Turner is really the insurance plan. That's why he signed so late, right? Because he's still available and he's cheap and he's a veteran with playoff experience, right? So I think that Justin Turner signing does not do too much to dissuade me from Matt Shaw. I understand it is a threat, but I don't think it's a real serious one, so I'm kind of ignoring it.
And I think the positive is that, like, a lot of these rookies are not at big costs. You know, it's like, Dylan Cruz and Jason Dominguez, I mean, yeah, they're still prospect eligible. Like, they are like higher cost but it's still not bad. It's outside the top 100. Then you're talking about guys like Shaw and Christian Campbell that are in many spots outside the top 200. The investment just makes sense. And, you know, we could be wrong and Shaw could struggle. And then they go, well, here's Turner. And this is going to happen. I'm just not 100% sure that that's the case right now. And when you're taking guys post 200, take upside because you usually can refill them in, not in every league, but you can refill them in certain spots. So that's a quick look at some of the big movers, big signings, big pieces that have happened out there. Still feels like there's a few things looming. You know, Padres can't just keep signing the Yuli Gurriels of the world. They might have to make a move. We might see what other moves are floating out there, but we will react because we are fully back. We're fully back with it. By the way, also, if you're happening to be listening in the 24-hour period, doing a live stream on Fantasy Pros on the 19th at 4 p.m. Eastern, where you can come and ask questions. We're going to do that. And I'm going to be dropping, I think I'm going to start it this Friday, an AMA on our Patreon. I'm going to have an AMA board up where you guys can ask questions and I'll be answering it throughout the day. So I'm not going to do one of those where it's like, I'm here for, you know, 30 minutes and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to drop the AMA and I'm going to answer it throughout the day. And I'll stop after the day. So we're going to do that through the rest of draft season. So if you want direct access to answering all your questions, there you go. We'll do AMA Fridays on the Patreon. So InThisLeague.com. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're talking ranks analysis, the deals and the no deals across all the major draft sites. We're doing the work on all of these players for you, and we will do it right after this.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Ranks analysis. ESPN, Fantrax, CBS, Yahoo, NFBC, all the major sites. Also taking a look at Fantasy Pros ECR. We're going to look through these bad boys and we're going to find some deals. This is similar to if you've ever done this before and you go and look, maybe playing a couple sites. You're like, oh, Yahoo, look at this. This guy is so much lower. Or ESPN, what's going on? Then that's going to be kind of a theme here. ESPN, what's going on? Even though I was told, I haven't done it yet, told the draft room is a lot better. The draft room is better, but the ranks, maybe not.
Yeah, there's still some questionable ranks, I would say, in there, Welshy. And I mean, just to, you know, the draft that I did with Britton and Jeff, I got Jacob DeGrom because he's at 91 in ESPN. So 36 or something in Yahoo because Dalton Del Don is ranking there. So there are, you know, there are still way more issues. I'll go through the numbers here for you, right?
Yeah, well, I want to explain to everybody. So Bogman is going to list out how many each site had deals and no deals. We're not listing the players here, but we're telling you to give you an idea versus ECR. Again, ECR might not be everything to everybody, but it's the consensus ranks across the board versus. So you're going to give the blanket number. Then
this
what
is
we're going
to top 300 players listed on their website.
Yeah. So knowing like if you pay attention to ECR, this is what this site has as far as deals comparatively. We are then going to give you players that are above across the board ECR and below, but we got a little caveat to this. So let's do this real quick. List off the amount of deals comparative to each site.
So CBS, and I did the way I did deals was like the top two rounds, it's five spots different than ECR. To 50, it's seven. Beyond that, it's like 10 and then 20. And then once we're getting to 200, it's like 50 spots. So CBS, I had 66 cheap players, 16 expensive players. Okay. And they're all, you're going to find deals way more on these than expensive.
Do you happen to know on the expensive, are the, how many are in the top 100? Do you have that listed or not?
You can look. You can look on the CBS sheet right there while you have it. But
I
just have the numbers.
That is, it looks like 8 players are more expensive on. Okay, now I see how you did this. 8 players are more expensive on this site.
And then Fantrax, I had 41 cheap, 25 expensive. And that was, I actually quit even counting relief pitchers because relief pitchers are crazy cheap. That Fantrax had the biggest one. Cheap cheap on relief pitchers, expensive on starters. So I think most of those expensive players are starters.
Eight players that are inside ECR top 100 are more expensive on Fantrax, and half of them are starting pitchers. Randomly, I'll throw out to you, by the way, Turek Skubal, Bryce Miller, Hunter Green, Bailey Ober. Those are the top 100 ECR expert consensus ranked pitchers that cost you even more on Fantrax.
Yeah. And then we go to Yahoo, where Yahoo's room is the best it's ever been. I'll say that. And I was even looking at that. Someone was asking, like, hey, I haven't done a ton of research, but I know baseball. Should I sign up for this mock? And I said, I think you can get away with it. Like, Yahoo's room is good. And it had the least amount, I think, on both sides. 36 cheap players, 6 expensive. Like, I could not find guys that were crazy expensive and hard to buy on Yahoo. I only had 6 of them.
Here's the funny thing. 5 of those 6 came from the top 100. So it was inside the top 100, the relative expensive tag. And 4 of the 5 were position players. There's only one pitcher, and you actually named him. It was Jacob DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom, it's the most expensive cost. What's so funny about that, just as a stalling point here, is like NFBC versus ECR versus sites is such a different beast, because Yahoo's rank of Jacob DeGrom, which is 36, it's way more relative to NFBC. That's like more of the NFBC cost than it is anywhere. Like, what is he? I don't even know if you have him listed on Jacob DeGrom is cheaper on NFBC, actually. He's got an ADP of 49. I didn't even realize that. So 5 of the 6 on Yahoo are inside the top 100. There are 2 pitchers, Blake Snell and Jacob DeGrom, you will pay more for than the others, 2 outfielders and a 3rd baseman. You can find the full sheet over there. We'll be talking about a lot of those. All right, Yahoo in the books, NFBC.
NFBC, and again, I didn't count. Maybe I had catchers on the list. I didn't try to with NFBC, but I had only nine expensive and 44 cheap in NFBC.
And seven players inside the top 100. So, and the reason I'm doing this is, like, I guess I could be doing this for deals too. There's a ton more ECR top 100 hitters. NFBC, I mean, looks like a rough estimate is 24 players are deals on NFBC compared to ECR. But on the expensive side, it is 7 of the 10 players are inside the top 100 ECR are more expensive on NFBC. All stolen base position players, and then pitchers pretty much. And then you have a catcher on here. You got William Contreras. But it's like Lawrence Butler, O'Neill Cruz, Michael Harris, Langford, Jazz. They're all more expensive on NFBC for stolen bases.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What is this?
It's In This League.
What? How can we be expected to teach
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh
to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
In This League
has to be at least 3 times bigger than this.
And then it's DeGrom is more expensive than ECR here. All schemes. That's kind of the look of NFBC. By the way, Matt Shaw, more expensive on NFBC than ECR. There's another important one. Draft and hold, people taking more shots, you know, that, like, I'm in tout right now. I didn't even mention this before. I'm in tout 15 team league, murders across the board. You know, it's Spore, it's Vlad, it's James Anderson. It's nothing but murderers in this league. And we're doing a 50 round, 15 team, 2 catcher OBP draft and hold for tout. It's a murderers row in there. And Matt Shaw, I wouldn't have done it if it was. Someone asked that too, by the way, in the tweet. They're like, is this auction? Because if it's not, it doesn't matter. And I was just like, woosah. Don't say anything. Don't engage. But so it's a bunch of stolen bases, some starting pitchers, and NFBC. And then finally, the aforementioned ESPN.
So ESPN, listen, and I'm going to give them credit, way better than they have been in the past. And because you could see it in the top 6-7 players in the past, I think the first round is pretty good when you look at their rank. I think the first couple rounds might be pretty good. But again, the deeper you get, the more inconsistencies you have in the draft room, even in a roto draft, which I do think it's adjusting better for. But I had 87 cheap players in the top 300 of ECR, and I had 56 expensive players. And that is more than the other four sites combined. So, you know, the cost on some of these players is just ridiculous. And the cheapness, like I said, I got Jacob DeGrom in like the sixth round or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he's listed so low.
10 players more expensive on ESPN that are inside the ECR expert consensus ranks, top 100 ranked players. Heavy pitchers and big power guys seem to be the trend here. I see Schwarber, Rooker, Ozuna. They all cost more here. Burns, Bryce Miller. Bryce Miller, interestingly, more expensive on a couple of these sites. So that's the overall deal look here.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything you're going to find, you're just, you know, Yahoo plays pretty straight up. So I like that about Yahoo, especially in a shallower league that, you know, where you're drafting around 300 players, you're not going to find an insane amount of deals. You'll still find good deals in there. And like I said, I didn't go beyond the top 300 outside of, you know, I do have everyone in the top 300 from every website listed and their ranking on every other website. And I have every player in the top 300 ECR.
It's a wild sheet.
So it's a deep sheet for sure. But I don't, you know, I didn't go down like, I'm not seeing who's at 450 that is buried at 1,000, you know, so you're still going to be able to find deals, and there are going to be some of those guys that are more expensive at the end of drafts that you shouldn't be taking there. But for the most part, they play straight up Yahoo. NFBC is what NFBC is. You know, it's two catchers. It's if you want your guy, you got to commit. Fantrax, like I said, specifics, starting pitchers expensive, relief pitchers cheap. CBS didn't really have a crazy one way or the other. There's just some deals and some expensive players. And ESPN, after you get out of the first five rounds, it is the wild, wild west, my friend. There's a lot.
And I think maybe the best application that you can take away from this is that if you're looking to do like a home league with maybe people that are not hardcore baseball like you might do it, Yahoo's probably the most friendly to everybody. The site is going to be, you know, like the best acclimated to kind of current values. It's going to probably protect people a little bit more, maybe not let you be as much of a fantasy baseball predator and just take advantage of everybody. Like Yahoo is probably like a little bit better of a spot for, you know, than your like consumer leagues, unless you want to take advantage.
Yeah, if you want to follow them into a dark alley and shoot them, go to ESPN.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, yeah, exactly. We nailed it 100%. That's really on the type of person that you are. That's what we're getting at here. So, all right, let's go over. We're going to burn through these two things a little bit quicker. So, Boggs, do you want to get the all over below ECR sheet up here?
Yeah.
And then we're going to give you a version of this without ESPN. So what this sheet states is these are players that were cheaper on every site compared to what the consensus rankers. So that doesn't mean me necessarily.
Yeah.
It's everybody, because that's what the consensus ranks is.
I think ECR is deep enough. There's what, like 30 or 40 people in there?
I haven't looked in a week, but yeah, there's probably something to that. So it's Bogman, there's me, it's Pizapia, it's Scott White, you know, Scott Pianowski, Dalton Del Don. It's the accumulation of everybody's ranks. And these players are the players that are across the sites cheaper than what we are all cumulatively ranking. It also probably is a little bit of a dictation that there are probably some highs and lows. You know, if they're all cheaper than ECR, you might have like some people that just have them really low. But now this is including ESPN. And then we're going to do a list that does not have ESPN because ESPN, you know, whacks some stuff out. So these players cheaper than where rankers are. So this might be a deal. These are, you know, what would you say? These are expert based players that you can get on all the sites that are going cheaper. Number one, Corey Seager. Agreed. Saw Corey today. Heard there was some injury stuff, but he was out in BP. This BP session was like John Gray throwing to Seager, Young, Berger, Leody, and Langford. Like, give me a freaking break. And then over on the right field, it's like Adolis, Evan Carter, and Tucker Barnhart. You know, and it's like, all right, you guys can spread it out a little bit if you want. But Corey looked good. Corey looked healthy. That's the biggest thing you're looking for. 33 is his ECR. So we are all ranking him higher. I think I have him even higher. Across all the sites, he is going lower. Yahoo being the lowest of all the sites, ranking him 44, 42 on Fantrax, 41 on NFBC. The highest is CBS. Hat tip to them, of course, at 35. But you can get him lower across the board. And I'm kind of, you know what's funny? I took Gunner with my first pick in tout. It's OBP. So a couple of the OBP guys, obviously I would have taken like Soto or something if he was there. He wasn't. So Gunner fell.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
And I was looking at Seager. I already got a shortstop. So, I don't know. I might still do it if it gets back to me to push OBP, but he's a great OBP guy. 30-100-100. Good batting average. Metrics are across the board. This is... probably my single favorite one that you can get a deal on him on every single site, or at least he's cheaper comparative to ranks.
I think I have him cheaper than all of these.
You're
I have him
scumbag.
In the 40s. Yeah. I just like guys that play baseball. So
yeah. Well, he plays baseball at a pretty high level.
Yeah, I know. I was there when he crushed us in the World Series. I spent a lot of money to watch him do it. So I know exactly how good he is, but I just, you know how I am with those players. So that's like the one. I think that I'm actually with the website's ranking on here. But yeah, the rest of these guys are too cheap.
Teoscar Hernandez, not massive deal, but he's 51 on ECR. The lowest is ESPN at 78, of course. That's kind of the trend here. CBS is a little bit more of a value. The rest are pretty close, but it's still, he is cheaper across the board than ECR. Here's another really good one. Mark Vientos. There's a bigger window on this. He is ranked inside the top 80, probably single-handedly because of Joe Pisapia, I'd point out. But 97, the lowest on CBS, is actually Mark Vientos. 92 on ESPN, 92 on Fantrax, and then in the 80s on Yahoo and NFBC. That, I think, is actually the start of the first real deal. Like, this guy is like a round cheaper than where rankers are putting him, in some instances, two rounds cheaper. So Mark Vientos really stands out here. Couple big power boppers in there, Boggs.
Yeah, and Teoscar, I think I'm a little lower than ECR on Teoscar. I have him in the 60s, so I'd be closer to the, like, where CBS has him at 61. But Vientos I have at 70. So I have him as more expensive than ECR does.
Part of you. You're part of the problem.
And I feel like I don't even like Mark Vientos that much, but I hate third base. So I have, specifically, as I mentioned before, I moved second base up in my rankings a little bit. I think I went a little overboard, so I did ratchet that back a little bit in my update. Third base, though, I really don't like the depth of third base, so I want to get one early. So I have him higher, and I think he should be higher than this. I think he's a deal on all these sites, which is nice.
He's funny to me. Those guys, we should do an article where it's just like, I'm not really that into you, but apparently I am. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, why
right.
do I love you so much? Like, he's one of those dudes. One that I do love is Mason Winn. Mason Winn's across the board. He's a draft target of mine. 143 ECR, so top 150. But three sites have him outside the top 150. CBS 187, Fantrax 194, ESPN 189, Yahoo and NFBC right around the pick. So that's another one of those. Colton Cowser, 144 ECR, 150s, 160s, 190 on ESPN. Paul Goldschmidt, 150. CBS has him the lowest at 184. The rest are actually kind of close, so there's maybe about a round value. The last two, Jung-Hoo Lee, of course, you had to throw in here, 242. Fantrax,
he's on the list.
Yeah, he is on the list. Has him at 270, ESPN at 311, and Jordan Walker, who is one of my bounce backs for this year, He is, I think, the definition of a true sleeper this year. 254, around the 270s on most sites, but 343 on ESPN. So absolutely ridiculous. So those are the deals. Any other guys in there? I mean, I kind of like all of the, I guess I didn't mention Sonny Gray. I think I'd skip past him. Sonny Gray, 98 ECR, outside the top 100, in the 120s in a lot of spots. ESPN being the lowest at 126, but CBS also at 116. I like many of these players. Like, Wynn is going to be on teams. Seager, Jordan Walker, Paul Goldschmidt. Those four specifically are going to be on a handful of my teams.
Yeah, I think Sonny, I think I'm closer to like post 100 on him, and he's right at 98. So I don't know. I probably won't. I feel like I like Sonny, and that's a guy that I probably won't roster in many spots since he's expensive, according to my ranks. But when I have him at 150, so I'm right in line. So CBS, Fantrax, ESPN, I'm taking him there all the time. Probably not getting him in NFBC or Yahoo. Colton Cowser, I have at 140, so I'm ahead of everybody here. So I expect him to see some time on my teams. And Goldie, I have much higher. And again, just I love the lineup. I love the spot. I know he's getting older. I don't care. I have him closer to like 115 or 150. So I think that's insane.
Now I'm my rank up. I should actually look, because I think I'm with you on Goldschmidt.
Jung Hoo Lee, I don't even